Chicago, it's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game.
Tonight, Chicago takes the ice against Winnipeg at 7:30. This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. A B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. And even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Home Depot has a gift idea any home improver will love to open again and again. The sturdy Husky 52-inch mobile work center with solid wood top for only $298. With up to 10 drawers, it offers loads of storage for all your new tools. It can support up to 1,000 pounds, and its solid wood work surface tops anything at this price. Let's do this. However you build, cheer, build it on top of the Husky mobile work center exclusively at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The winter meetings wrapping up today in Nashville, Tennessee, and there are all sorts of reports about what will happen with Jason Hayward, the sought-after outfielder, looking for about a 8 or 9 year contract and wants nearly $24 million annually. As it stands right now, the reports are Cubs, Cardinals, and now Washington Nationals are the teams that are in on him, with a fourth mystery team involved. Cubs, by the way, a couple of days ago made the Ben Zobrist signing official. Chris Bryant likes that deal.
I think it's a great move. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, World Series experience, veteran presence. I mean, he's played for Joe before, too. So, I mean, he's just going to fit right in.
Bryant on CBS Sports Radio earlier today. Meanwhile, the Cardinals have signed Jonathan Broxton to a two-year deal. The Angels have acquired Yunel Escobar from the Nationals for pitcher Trevor Gott, and Junior Lake has been designated for assignment by Baltimore. Blackhawks will play in Nashville tonight. Scott Darling gets the start in goal. Trevor Daly hopes that he's going to be able to play on Friday as he comes back from a neck injury. Bulls 11-8 on the season so far. They've got the Clippers in town tonight. We'll play at the United Center. They're 7-3 there this season. Pernell McPhee and Marquise Wilson out of Bears practice today, while Antrell Roll was able to participate. However, he was limited. The Bears getting ready for the Washington game coming up Sunday. And on the Score tonight, we've got NFL. Cardinals take on the Vikings, and the broadcast is at 7. Join Hub Arkish, Pat Manley, and Dan Pompey as they broadcast a live football pregame show from Flo and Santos in Chicago. That's Sunday from 9 to noon. Stick around to watch the game. And also check out Hub, Olin Kreutz, and Big Cat Williams broadcast the postgame show live, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Menards 670 weather, clear tonight, low of 41, partly cloudy tomorrow, and a high of 56. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for...
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
Like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, I farm up, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Crappin' brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. As always, I'd love to keep this simple. Limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go on and on and on and don't reach the point...
I got the shotgun.
Yeah, and I'll mention the first wave of calls was not encouraging. So we've got an opportunity for you here for those who didn't pass muster of Matt Maticola for you to jump in. 312-644-6767. If you can put a sentence together, chances are you're going to get your shot because that first round was
brutal.
Yeah, I'm concerned. Glenn downtown starts us off on The Score.
Well, if you're concerned, I'm surprised you had me on anyway. But yeah, this crap is for Dusty Baker, the man who, when Aramis Ramirez was called out on third base because he stopped to watch what he thought was a home run, said his problem wasn't that he didn't hustle, he just hustled at the wrong time. Dusty doesn't just drop these pearls of wisdom on pure baseball matters. He will occasionally expand into matters of social policy when defending indefensible actions of baseball players. Like Tuesday, when he chose to defend Aroldis Chapman for an incident of domestic violence, stating, I got a buddy at home that's being abused by his wife, so I think this policy needs to go further than the player. I think the policy should go to whoever's involved. Sometimes abusers don't always have pants on. So exactly how would this work, Dusty, having Major League Baseball's anti-domestic abuse policy apply not just to players but to their spouses? How exactly are you going to punish people who aren't, you know, baseball players, and therefore not even subject to any of the rules of Major League Baseball? Do you think they'll stop their rampant patterns of abuse if you ban them from the wives and girlfriends section at games? Dusty, this is just another attempt on your part to avoid player accountability for anything, to deliberate obfuscation, mealy-mouthed platitudes, and outright lying. Two questions, Dusty. First, when your son informed you about the Aroldis Chapman incident, was he sitting in your lap? And who are you crapping?
There's no way that I would ever condone domestic violence. You know, we got to stop it big time.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That he, how is he going to try to use baseball to punish the spouses? That's interesting.
Get spouses. Yeah.
This is Prim from Bucktown, who says LeBron James was the subject of a Sports Illustrated cover story when he was asked about his son and his son's own blossoming basketball career. LeBron said he doesn't want people to know who he is. He hates when they ask him for pictures and autographs. Well, I understand. It must be hard to try and excel at a sport when you're the son of the best basketball player in the world, and it's admirable that his son wants to make a name for himself. I still see it being a problem to avoid the subject of his dad coming up, no matter what number he wears. The problem, you ask? His name. LeBron James Jr. LeBron,
yep.
I understand. LeBron. I understand you don't want Junior to feel the pressure of trying to follow up an all-time great like yourself, but don't try and sell us on the idea that your son can make a name for himself by changing a number on a jersey when he literally shares your name. Proper use of literally, Sky Point. LeBron yes. James, who you crapping?
LeBron James
Junior.
Nice. 312-644-6767. How they doing back over there, Maddie? What's it been like?
Getting any better?
Any better? No. No.
Oh well.
No, it's not.
He's drinking poison currently at the moment, guys.
Well, that's what he said. 4:59 Matt leaves.
He meant Earth.
He wanted to leave at 4:59.
He's busy. He's got a huge thing of antifreeze out, and he's pouring it into a martini glass.
See, now I know why he had 4:59 gone.
How did he know?
Because he answers the calls for this. He knows. He's Matty.
This is from the grandpa formerly known as Expectant Grandpa. In his speech Sunday night, President Obama warned against the xenophobia that's taking over the country. Muslim Americans are our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, and our sports heroes. We have to remember that. And in response, Donald Trump asked, what sport is he talking about and who? Well, I can't name every Muslim athlete because Terry's manometer would be full before we got halfway through the list.
Broken.
But surely you're familiar with some of them, Donald. For starters, there's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. His sport was basketball. When he wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post criticizing you for trying to intimidate journalists so they would not ask you tough questions, you wrote back, you don't have a clue about life and what has to be done to make America great again. Best wishes, Donald Trump. Shaquille O'Neal, that would also be basketball, is Muslim too. I know the name O'Neal is not the giveaway that Abdul-Jabbar is, so you're excused for thinking Shaq is an Irish Catholic. So let's move on to boxing. You might remember Muhammad Ali. He's a rather large Muslim gentleman who presented you with the 2007 Muhammad Ali Entrepreneur Award. Multiple trips to bankruptcy court did not disqualify you from winning this award, and it would be un-American to deny your right to win an award just because you belong to a group, bankrupt businessmen with absurd hairdos that we don't like, because that's not how we do things in this country. Last month, you thanked another Muslim boxer, Mike Tyson, when he endorsed your candidacy. I didn't realize you had so much support for the Muslim community. Maybe you should register as a Muslim sympathizer so we can keep tabs on you. There's a war going on, you know. You might be planning to destroy the country, for example, by becoming president. Oh, and congratulations on the other endorsement from Andrew Englund, publisher of a neo-Nazi website. He said, Heil Donald Trump, the ultimate savior, and paraphrased your campaign slogan and said, we need to make America white again. Donald, you fumbled the whole thing, almost as if you were Muslim running back Rashan Salam. And I don't even think all-star and all-Muslim Larry Johnson's grandmama would vote for you because you just make too many ridiculous claims. Sort of like Dion Waiters saying he's going to be the best shooting guard in the NBA. Maybe if it just wasn't Mehmet Okur to you that lots of professional athletes were Muslim. Hasim Rahman plans to return to the ring this month after a year and a half layoff. Get in there with him. Ask him who the Muslim athletes are if he knocks you into the third row. Maybe you'll get a glimpse of the dancing in the streets you claim to have seen after 9/11. There will be Muslims for sure, along with Christians, Jews, Hindus, and maybe an atheist or two. And while you're lying on the floor, bleeding from your whatever, they'll be chanting, Donald Trump, who you crapping?
I really believe the Iran deal. Look, I'm a negotiator like you folks. We're negotiators.
You know what? He knows how to handle people.
Obviously so. All right, you know what?
The people person.
Yeah, you know, you always have something that you're looking for around this time.
I'm looking for a big finish.
I know you are. And we need a big start
to go to the big finish. Yeah.
We just...
Can
now,
we kick
all right,
start?
Rise to the occasion, peeps.
Come on,
let's
now.
Hear it. You have your chance. There's no excuse for saying, I don't have a chance. Yeah, you do.
And we don't like it when Matt's miserable.
Well, we
kind of don't like it. I don't like it.
312-644-6767. You can pick up the phone and you can be interesting and entertaining, or you could be like whatever that was.
Whatever that was.
But you know, be better. You are hereby challenged. You got the score.
Fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears Washington, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Tracy Wolfson with the CBS Sports Minute. Thanks to Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary and a vintage Seahawk performance, the Vikings are no longer in control of the NFC North. And now they go to red-hot Arizona for Thursday night football. Minnesota could have negated Green Bay's Thursday night heroics with a win Sunday afternoon, but instead Adrian Peterson ran for just 18 yards, and the defense allowed Russell Wilson to throw for three scores and run for another. Mike Zimmer said afterwards, "We're not quite as good as what we think we are." Facing the Cardinals on a short week won't help. Arizona rolled through St. Louis Sunday for its sixth straight win, racking up 524 yards of offense. It's Thursday night football in the desert. The Cardinals and the Vikings, only on NFL Network at 8 Eastern. I'm Tracy Wolfson.
To print documents in corporate America is a real big expense. Some of our top customers spend north of $1 million every year. We help our clients manage what they have better, faster, for far less. We bring them visibility to the expense, to the redundancies. They're consistently shocked when they see what they're spending and how much they're printing. Customers renew with us because we do exactly what we say we're going to do. That's brilliance in the basics. That's what we're all about. One of the things that I like about doing business with American Chartered Bank is they get it. They're business people. They're entrepreneurs like me. I feel I'm working with someone that understands what it takes to build a business. I'm Frank Gasparri, CEO of Flexprint.
American Chartered works for Flexprint and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
Hey, Terry Boers here.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola.
How you doing, buddy? You okay? You still okay? You fine after all this?
You know what? I really wish I had a Tempur-Pedic mattress here in the studio to lay down in.
He needs a good night's sleep, Terry.
Oh, my God.
I just need to lay down for a little bit.
We all do, don't we?
That opening segment. But don't worry, though, Terry. Good news is coming.
Yeah. Well, yes, the good night. Here's how you do it. Because right now, our guys from Mattress Firm have this huge year-end savings on the best brands, and we mean the very best brands.
Yeah, Mattress Firm is Chicagoland's number one mattress retailer, also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. So get on in there and get yourself $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash. It's good towards frames, accessories, and delivery when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets.
Mattress Firm knows mattresses, oddly enough. Good people. They know their stuff. They know how to help you save money and shop happy. They even invented their own shopping system, Comfort by Color, to make finding your new mattress easy and enjoyable. Maddie, it's so simple.
Yeah, and with the holidays upon us, it's time to buy yourself a gift. I'm sure you need a new mattress. I'm sure it's been forever since you bought one. You've probably been sleeping on it for 20 years. It's time to get one.
Time to go.
And you can sleep happy with 0% APR for 4 years at Mattress Firm. And they guarantee you'll always get the lowest price or your mattress is free. So go to mattressfirm.com for complete finance information and to find the store nearest you. Check them out this weekend. See what they got for you. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Crystal Lake and Hoffman Estates, starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate.
It's your last chance to donate for 2015.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
CarsForKids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Tomorrow, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Bat 17, 1709 Benson in Evanston, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light. Check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this could be a fool's journey, but we are looking for the big finish to Who You Crabbing, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. I always ask for this. I plead for this. I need this.
I know. Well, we'll see. Let's cross our fingers and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy in Champaign is on the score.
This is my first crab.
Good luck with your first crab.
Today, Dan Bernstein was ripping on Dusty Baker for saying he wants fast black and Latino players on his team. That it's not racist, that's just how it is. Well, Dan was correct. No one should designate what players they want on their team by race. You know who does? Dan Bernstein, who refuses to sign or draft American white basketball players. Now, I can't argue with Dan's ideology, but I'm sure Dusty has a friend who's a good American white basketball player, albeit not fast. So, Dan, next time you're searching your NBA draft guide for 6'8 Montenegrin players, ask yourself, who are you crap?
Thanks. I'm a white wine drinker. Thank you, Jimmy. This is an interesting catch here from Burlocker, who says this goes out to Donald Kuntz from Des Plaines. In his Monday submission to the Daily Herald comment section,
we're down to this
about how Harry Truman is to blame for the current problems in the Middle East, Donald gave us this. Truman was the main supporter of the Zionist invasion, then occupation of Palestine. Trillions of dollars and tens of thousands of lives later, we are still paying for Truman's mistake. I do agree that it would be wrong if Truman invaded Palestine, but I think old Donald Kuntz meant Palestine. Donald, who are you crapping?
No, I think he actually meant Palestine. I think he did. He wasn't invaded.
In Bartlett, this is Clyde. He's on the score.
Free Palestine! Anyway, this crap goes out to Terry Bohr's interviewer, who about 90 minutes ago, while talking to Greg Gabriel, while reminiscing about the Bears' playoff chances last week, suggested that, well, we were even talking about them going 8-8, and nobody saw that coming, except prognosticator Terry Bohr's, who before the season, when looking into his crystal ball, saw an 8-8 season for the Bears, at which, of course, Dan Bernstein was flabbergasted and spent 6 to 8 weeks holding his feet to the fire, making him stick with that 8-8 pick. So, Terry Bohr's interviewer, they could still go 8-8, but I can still ask you, who are you, crap?
You got it.
absolutely correct.
There you go, Clyde.
Here's Mike, who says, Donald Trump's advisor, Daniel Scavino Jr., criticized President Obama for being disrespectful to America's Jews. Scavino's criticism came just days after Trump gave a speech to Jewish Republicans in which he played upon anti-Semitic stereotypes and said he, like the Jews before him, was a good businessman who likes to negotiate. The Trump campaign, thus fully established as expert arbiters on the issue of treating American Jews with respect, argued that the president was wrong to schedule his speech about ISIS on Sunday night because it was the first night of Hanukkah. Instead, Scavino explained the president should have, quote, addressed the nation on Friday or Saturday evening. Scavino apparently did not realize that this past week, the Jewish Sabbath fell on a Friday night in a rare occurrence that only happens 52 times a year. Hanukkah is, of course, a minor holiday, and one in which Jews are freely permitted to watch television. Friday night, however, is the Jewish Sabbath, when observant Jews rest from work and refrain from using any technology with an on-off switch, including TVs. Is it reasonable to have expected Trump to know this information? Should we expect him to have seen the Big Lebowski at least and know that Jews don't roll on Shabbos? If his understanding is limited to staid stereotypes of Jewish loan sharking, is it even likely that Donald knows any Jews personally? Well, among those observant who were able to watch the president's speech Sunday but would not have been able to watch had it been Friday night is Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, who is Orthodox. Oy. Donald, I'm sure you'll try to make it up to America's Jews by appointing Shylock as Secretary of Commerce and letting Jews take oaths in court by placing their left hand on the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Donald Trump and Daniel Scavino Jr., who you crappin'? North Side, here's Jim. He's on the score.
This impromptu crap goes out to Rick Morrissey of the Chicago Sun-Times. In this morning's Bright One, he talks about Martellus Bennett and the Bears front office displeasure with his comments. Morrissey says, to these people, the First Amendment is an idea that went too far. Well, Rick, the First Amendment has nothing to do with a private business dealing with its employees' speech, but it does have everything to do with the government not limiting freedom of speech or freedom of the press. Rick, you're in the newspaper business. Who are you crapping?
Good. There it is. See, Jim? Good.
Andrew in Lakeview says, this is for Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, who is under a similar lens to Donald Trump now as she came out on her weekly radio show talking about how she wants to keep the bad Syrian refugees and terrorists alike out. She stated, I am not okay with Syrian refugees. I am not okay with terrorists. I'm okay with putting them down, blacking them out, just put a piece of brass in their ocular cavity and end their miserable life. I'm good with that.
Oh, man.
Then, as journalists do, they asked her if she really would kill any refugees she came across. I never said I would shoot a Syrian refugee. What I said was, if it came down to a terrorist or myself, I would not hesitate to kill a terrorist, period. But you said you were okay with blacking out and putting down Syrian refugees in the same statement as terrorists. Although confusing, I know that you're okay, at least, with being a terrible person. Michelle Fiore, who you crapping?
Wow.
Woof. All right, let's check the manometer.
Well, the manometer, you know, it's actually, now this last 10 minutes or so, it's so good it's going to burst. And you know I've been on the IR for a while.
I know. I did. You went to Mandalay Bay.
That's why I went to Mandalay Bay. That's real close.
Yes, the manometer is in Mandalay Bay. And closing us out will be Mr. Chainsaw on Who You Crappin' on the Score.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, you can. You got this.
This crap goes out to Geyser of Garbage Brandon Marshall, wide receiver for the New York Jets, who after this last Sunday's game against the Giants was very upset that the defensive tackle Cullen Jenkins had the temerity to say anything ill about his wife or his woman. Quote unquote, "There is no amount of money on this earth for someone to disrespect my wife," said Brandon Marshall. Well, apparently in Brandon's world, disrespect does not include physical abuse or out-and-out calling past partners liars in extended press conferences that no one wants to be at. So, Brandon Marshall, you abusive sociopath, who are you crapping?
It sucks.
Nicely done. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Got it. Did it. Manny. Hey, buddy. You must
have thought he left.
Yeah, you did it.
Hey, no, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Who you crapping?
Yes, he did.
Scoreboard update.
Hey, from the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ronji. Hey, and you know what?
What are you, Fonzie?
Hey. All I know is you can, they came to me 10 seconds early. What if I wasn't ready 10 seconds
early?
Well,
we could. Do you want us to wait?
What?
Yeah, we can wait. We just sit here and wait 10 seconds.
You
can
talk to us. You can chat
with us. What are you, painting your nails? What are you busy doing back there?
It's been 19 seconds now, so.
You can chat with us.
I'm just saying I want you to appreciate the fact that I was early and ready to go.
It doesn't really matter.
Who cares?
I mean, it's not going to be good, so what's the difference?
Well, yeah, do you have anything new? Did anything happen that's so important?
Anything new from earlier? Really, nothing's changed.
He said anything nude.
Oh, nude? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I am. Come on in.
That's a down. Now the reconfigured studios, you can just sit in there.
You can do that.
Take your pants off. I got to dance around.
A tiny window in here, so you couldn't see anything. Here comes Matt.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know what he wants.
He wants to touch you.
Oh, God, he's
going to touch you. He's going to hump you. He's going to give you wet willy after wet willy.
He's rib tickling me. Will you stop?
Well, seriously, why do you have no clothes on?
Why do you have weird fingers?
So weird. You're a weirdo. You're a weirdo, Ronji.
I have pants on, though.
What about Danks?
What about him? Yeah, there's literally nothing new. I mean, nothing's changed on the baseball front. You know, the Jason Hayward thing, whatever.
Right, nothing.
Cubs, Cardinals, Nationals, mystery team.
Shut it down!
Can I just go home? Cardinals and Jonathan Broxton, 2 years. Pernell McPhee set out of practice today. He's got a bum knee. Jay Cutler's brother-in-law found dead.
Yeah, that didn't really... That last time of his life was not good.
People he got arrested, before that?
Yeah, he was threatening some woman with a shotgun and stalking some woman and wouldn't leave her house, and he's armed and dangerous, and then... Yeah, that wasn't a... That's not the way to go out.
That's a positive way,
yeah. Yeah, a lot of sad going on there.
That wouldn't be it.
Let's see. Aside from that, Bulls and Clippers tonight. They lost three in a row. Blackhawks and Nashville.
This is not the time to do hockey.
Oh, and Vikings Cardinals on the Score tonight at 7. That is really it. That's all you need to know. Anything else?
I'm not. No, we got it. I think that updates every sport.
All right. Well, how about this? Join us, not me, but the station.
Yeah.
At Under Armour Brand House on Michigan and Ohio. That is Thursday, December 17th.
Yeah, we're all going to be there, right? I think you're going to be there, aren't you?
Me?
If you're doing updates, you're probably there.
I wasn't invited.
Okay.
Collecting sporting equipment and winter gear for Union League Boys and Girls Club, who reach over 12,000 young people each year in Chicago. I was not notified of that. So,
Well, you would you like to be out there? We can arrange it.
You know, someone needs to tell me something.
For Ohio.
Cork.
Uh,
Dombrowski, blah, blah, blah.
Number one on the heavy 100.
That's so great, man.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he's number one by a mile. He's way ahead of chumps like us.
Down at lowly number 18 nationally because he's lording his pokeness over everyone.
Throws his weight around and beats us.
Hold on.
Scoreboard update.
Dombrowski, blah, blah, blah.
There should just be a whole show where Mike Francesa reads press releases, but he doesn't read them. He just reads them to himself.
Right.
Number one.
I don't know if he knows that he's doing a radio show.
I don't think it's... Well, I mean, he's on, he probably... Because he's on the TV, he's on... I guess it's Yes, right?
Yes. Network? Yes. Mm-hmm. He knows it on payday.
So he...
Oh, yes. Oh,
he knows it on payday.
So he probably is just thinking about his TV audience that can see him. But still, they don't want to hear you.
Right. Why does that change anything?
We do. I want to hear him do that.
Because
I need to see him do it.
If there's silence or a guy doing what he's doing on the radio, it's a lot more awkward than it is if you can just see him doing it. You know, because if you're listening, you're thinking, what in the world is he doing?
Are you still doing the update?
No, I'm finished.
Did you lock it out?
No.
Shut it down!
No, but you know we're the new home for the Cubs?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's all you need to know.
All right, cool.
Bye.
We're going to be out tomorrow. Terry and I are going to be at a new place. We are going to be in Evanston at a bar restaurant called Bat 17.
Bat 17.
1709 North Benson Avenue in Evanston. The Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. We will be there hanging out. Maybe we'll have some baseball news. Who knows?
Well, I'm sure. Well, for the love of God.
And plenty of Bear stuff. There's a Bulls game tonight that is on national television. How about that? 11 consecutive wins for the Bulls on these Thursday night TNT games.
And I'm going with 12.
It kind of seems like a game they would win.
Yeah. There's no reason for it, but I agree that the Clips had a fun last night.
Yeah, people around the NBA talk about the reality of the Chicago flu, that a team that gets in the night before, driving down from Milwaukee, and they tend to head right out.
Out, and then not seen until...
The wee hours, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, I got a response here to someone I know, a baseball contact of mine, regarding that Scott Miller, Yasiel Puig story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told that that's not even the half of it. That even though the Dodgers denied that Clayton Kershaw went directly to the GM and said, get this guy out of here, that not only was that true, he wasn't the only one. That players and others have gone as high as they could possibly reach to ask for Yasiel Puig to be removed from the team. He's a complete goof.
Wow.
So that confirmed, because they snapped into action immediately after the Kershaw stuff.
I've heard bits and pieces about it. You know what I mean? I've heard this, I've heard that, and I know he wears out his welcome soon, but I didn't know it was a complete pattern.
Yeah, the Kershaw stuff came out in a book that was written, and then it was denied, and the team said, no, then we categorically deny it. Never happened. I'm told that did happen, and Kershaw wasn't the only player, and in fact, he felt... representative of a constituency. They're basically, it wasn't just him saying, oh, by the way, here's what I think. It's, you know, the rest of the team doesn't want him on the team anymore.
Kind of wants him out of here?
Yep.
Like now?
Yep.
Well, I think if Kershaw comes to your office and he says he wants somebody out, you know what they are? Out.
Well, the league knows, though.
They do. Would be a good home for a wayward son of baseball.
Not sure, especially if you've also have problems with his conditioning, with the fact that he's habitually late. Just he does not feel that he has to adhere to any rules or standards.
Wow.
You can't have that.
No, you cannot.
And like when during the rookie hazing and stuff like that, he's just like, no, I'm not doing any of that. All the lighthearted stuff with the rookies, he's just not having any bit of it. When they told him to get off the bus and go buy pizza, he's like, no. Not doing it.
Wow. Well, yeah, you know, and I, you know, nobody has snapped on Cespedes either, have they?
No, you're right. I'm surprised at that. I mean, has there been an outfielder that's
No outfielder signed that I'm aware of. That's why they're sort of setting this market. But I haven't heard Cespedes' name mentioned at all with anybody. I mean, he's another one that has this awful reputation. I don't know if it's that bad.
It can't be. It can't be that bad. I didn't know it was this bad with Puig. Well, you always heard stuff.
I heard stuff.
You knew that he was kind of immature, but you didn't know how severe it was. All right, we are going to say your favorite words in show business.
Yes, I do.
In just a moment. On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
A Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. Check it out. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. Most important thing, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday, and please tell them the score sent you and Boris and Bernstein. Oh, God, they love you.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
For available configurations.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's exactly what you want, exactly the kind of guy you want.
Vice President at Pearl Mortgage, meet Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Carol called to consolidate her mortgage, credit card debt, and student loans because her husband Sam listens to David's show. Carol and Sam lived on credit cards to feed their family and cover expenses when Sam, who's a heavy equipment operator, lost his job. Sound familiar? David informed Carol consolidating her debt into a 15-year fixed loan would reduce her payment over $1,000 a month. Carol talked it over with Sam, and this is a direct quote. Said, if David said to do it, then let's do it. Needless to say, David's helping Carol and Sam recalibrate their debt and save over $12,000 a year. If you've accumulated debt because of a job loss and you'd like David's help recalibrating your debt, call him now at 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He can't help you if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/license.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place. It's the people.
and NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times,
you're smiling,
are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet
on the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally.
No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on Mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that, and then I turned 9.
Mom, CBS Thursdays.
Ladies, listen up. Guys are impossible to shop for, right? Trying to find a holiday gift he loves is like asking Santa to give up milk and cookies. It just isn't going to happen. That's where Mantry comes in. They're a food subscription service for guys, run by guys. With products like smoked jerky, mint julep mix, and bacon spread shipped in a handsome wooden crate, you can scratch every guy off your shopping list. Visit Mantry.com/Santa to get free shipping. Again, that's Mantry.com/Santa for our special offer.
This holiday season, don't miss a second of your favorite shows and stations with the Radio.com app, offering quick access to over 300 HD radio stations, podcasts, and the latest music news. It's the ideal radio destination for music, sports, news, and entertainment. Go to apps.radio.com today for more information.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
And this shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford Saturday, December 19th, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup at 5:44 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
What a home!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
What's happening, Lawrence? You got an hour before the football game tonight.
Yeah, we'll do a lot of NFL stuff tonight. A lot of stuff I'll go through with Joe, whether it's fantasy stuff or just league stuff. And they turn into really fun conversations about what's happening around the league. And there's some interesting, like tonight's game is really fascinating to me because I want to see if the Vikings, the mittens that they have put on Teddy Bridgewater, you know, he's only got 8 touchdowns thrown this year.
Yeah,
8.
I know. Yeah. Yep.
They're going to try and give the ball to Adrian Peterson 30 times tonight. And I think that Bruce Arians is going to run it up because they are missing a player from every level of their defense. Like the best player from every level of their defense is not going to be there. So it could be an aerial show tonight from Bruce and the boys in the desert. So we'll talk about that and the Bears and all sorts of stuff.
The fact, too, is that the Vikings, I don't know, I might have missed it, Lawrence, because I don't pay attention to everything football teams say or think. And thank God for that. I'd be worse even now than I am. The Vikings are really strident about really not being interested in this playing a Thursday night game after that game Sunday. Really not the least bit interested in and complaining about it.
Well, I get why they would be. I mean, you have guys that maybe could be available for a Sunday game that aren't available for a Thursday game. I feel like they're a terrible idea all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
unless if you have teams coming off the bye, or you can keep teams on a Thursday schedule. Like I kind of dug what they did with the Packers and the Lions, where it's like, okay, you play Thursday and then you play Thursday again.
Yep.
And then
yep.
you play Sunday. But I completely understand why any player would not want to play on Thursday night, because they usually don't feel normal, and put that in quotes, until Wednesday, and now you're going out and playing another game again.
I still don't think the average fan understands, or maybe even cares.
Probably not cares.
What that really means, that the physical toll endured by NFL players is that brutal. I don't think it. And you hear it, and I think the average fan views most of these guys as the fungible commodities they are, filling out fantasy rosters, and you don't really get it. Unless you're around a team all week,
when you're covering them and you see how they move.
Right.
You can see
the gait of a player after a game. What and usually like after a game, the adrenaline is still running through, so guys are okay. But when you see them on Monday or Tuesday or even sometimes in the locker room on Wednesday.
Watching a guy get out of a chair. You know, seeing somebody with his, you know, a playbook walk into a meeting and just sort of how they can gather themselves and are trying just to perform normal human tasks like anybody would do in an office. And then knowing, you know, counting down the time. We talk about it. Players talk about it. Matt Bowen's talked about it. I still don't think people really understand the damage that they're doing to themselves all the time.
Well, Sam Acho, he's been on the show a lot this year. And yeah. I always, whenever there's a new player that I get a chance to talk with, I ask them about what their process is like after a game. And it has come almost... Every time you ask an NFL player, at least in my experience, when they feel normal, and again, put that in quotes because they're probably not normal again until maybe March or so when they can heal up and everything. Wednesday, like guys say, once I start running again on Wednesday, you kind of feel like you're back into the swing of it and you feel better. And this is after guys have done all their treatments on Monday or Sunday night when they get home. This is after an off day. This is after, as Dick Duran would say, a good hard lift on Monday. And they still, you know, don't feel like playing a game again until the next week. And then now you're shortening the amount of time. And I know it's anecdotal, and I think it's about style, and everyone kind of has their own feeling about it. But I've felt like since the inception of the Thursday games that the Thursday games are terrible. Yeah. And I think that they're terrible because... there isn't enough time for guys to heal their bodies.
The first one's okay.
The very first one of the season is fine. The one after Thanksgiving, they do that to give everybody a week. That's fine. But normally, Lawrence, you're absolutely correct. They're awful. Awful. Awful to watch all of it.
What's funny, though, is even the idea of a week healing their bodies is unrealistic.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I'm saying, you know, put normal in quotation marks because it's... I mean, guys will want to get away from it and... guys will not even really think about football. And like people think it's weird when you hear players say stuff like, I don't watch football because I play it. Or like the Martellus thing where Martellus wasn't watching the Bears game on Thanksgiving because he watches the cut-ups of it. So him watching it on television, not for him. Or Charles saying, I don't really watch games on TV. Well,
Charles isn't a football fan.
He hates football outside of playing it.
That's why I always loved him.
Which is hysterical to me. Yeah,
it is. It is.
So, and then, you know, having to talk with Lance over the last week or so about all the stuff he's going through, like just physically at this point.
Yeah, what were the results of his big global scan?
Okay. So I asked him about it and he said, well, I got about halfway done before I had to come down here. I said, okay, well, when did you start? He's like, well, we started at 7:30 and then it was 5 o'clock and it was time to go. So he made another appointment, I think for today, to go back and finish the scan. So
that's a lot of radiation you're subjecting your body to,
I mean, he's got to figure out what's going on with him, you know? And I know this is another guy, like his gait, like you see... And that's 12 years of linebacking. So you kind of know. And we know, I mean, from watching even Doug, walk around.
But Doug was in remarkably good shape and worked his ass off.
And that's the thing that Lance kept saying, that he knows that he can't stop working out. Because I joked with him. I said, him and Charles, I said, who's the player that you played with that you think has the most blimp potential? Like, who would you not be surprised will weigh 60 pounds 10 years from now? And Lance joked that everyone's going to say me, but it's not going to be me because I'm working out like I'm still a player. And I have to do that because I can't move in the morning unless I work out.
Did you see the Sports Illustrated story? It was up at Peter King's site, MMQB.
about a big group of former players that was brought by the NFLPA to a special screening of the concussion movie.
No, I would love to read that.
Yeah, they said it was the impact of a brutal horror movie. Guys were crying. Guys were getting up and leaving.
I asked Lance if he was going to go see it, and he said, "Yeah, I feel like I lived it. So I don't know if I need to see it, but I'm interested to see what happens with it." I can imagine that's the reaction that those guys are going to have, because they're scared. All of them, yeah. No matter what they tell you while they're playing, and what they're always going to tell you when they're playing is they do it and they do it again. But once it's over, those guys are terrified about what's going to happen to them, and they can feel that stuff is happening to them, and that scares them too. And it's a really hard thing to see. And I, having known Lance for his whole career, I can tell there are some differences in him now than when he was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in 2003. It's a scary thing.
I was waiting.
Yeah, that's
waiting.
That's completely appropriate.
We'll get out of your way, Lawrence. A lot of guests to thank. Bruce Levine, Jim Suhan, Zach Zaidman, Greg Gabriel, Matt Miller, and Brian Billick.
And the Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Maticola.
I like your out-of-the-box thinking, but I think you're nuts.
Yar. He's our Dale Jr., just resting. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Preston's the one whose voice is being heard in the helmet speaker of Matt Schaub.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Thanks,
Steve. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Stop by Bat 17 in Evanston, the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming away, fun as always, from Evanston.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Who said Mondays suck? Not us. Because on The Score, every Monday during football season is an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game. Plus reaction from all of our shows. And team of football experts starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Handley and continuing throughout the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Searching for the perfect gift this holiday season? Give the gift of wine with Club W. Handcrafted wines personalized to each of your recipients delivered direct to their door. Simply log on to clubw.com/holiday and enter your recipient's information. These exclusive hand-curated bottles can only be found at Club W. Your friends and family are guaranteed to love them, or Club W will replace them at no cost. That's clubw.com/holiday for all your holiday needs. Must be 21 or old. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. W Inc. Buellton, California.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama Down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.